Radio. Hello, this is Sound Art, 102.5 FM Sound Art Radio. This is the Full Totness Breakfast Show, and big thank you, I was going to say flag up and thank you at the same time, to Vince Iden for our new sting. Oh my God. So let's kick off with Jolly Cash, because Jackie Perks, our guest at 8:20, has requested. Come on, Johnny. Blossom. Weren't we posh, hey? Having a jingle. That's courtesy of Mr. Vince Iden. And actually, we've got a second jingle that we'll be playing today. We're awash.
Oh, wow.
We're awash with jingles. Di Levy from Fast Cars has done a sting, as she calls it, because she's Aussie, for the traffic news. So very excited about that. So good morning. Hello. This is 102.5 FM Sound Art Radio. I'm Julie Mullen, and I'm with you from right through to 9 o'clock this morning. And I'm floating in for Mr. Peter Shorn, who's got on a very, very long old holiday. Ooh, he's in bed snoring. Bav, get me a cup of tea, would you? Bav, get me a sarnie, would you? He doesn't even have a northern accent. He's got one. So I'm right next to Martin Seeger, who's going to be on traffic and weather and possibly what's on, depending on what's on. Meantime, the shopping is about to arrive. So that could be very interesting. Let's have a bit of Liverpool, shall we?
You are my love, you are the one that I adore, you are my love.
change my winter into spring. You came my way, and then my heart began to sing. Oh, thinking only yesterday about the friends I thought I had, but no one ever came to call on, no one around to close the door on. Never thought that things would get that way. You are my love, you are the one I'll always need. You are my love, and you I'd get down on my knees.
Liverpool Express and You Are My Love. It's true, Trousers. Actually, the dog has just been shouting his head off because the shoppin's arrives. Oh my God, I can't multitask. I really can't multitask. It really drives me mad. So, yes, that means our weather and our traffic might be a little bit delayed, but we've got songs, we've got tap dancing, we've got Totnes XX. So at 8:20 this morning, we've got Jackie Perks, who's coming on the Blower to discuss Jamming Station and the role that they'll be playing in the festival that starts next week on the 14th of October. And goes on and covers films and events and rock and roll and bands and poetry and, did I say films, and art, all sorts of shenanigans. So we'll get to the heartbeat of, that is, Jackie Perks. Meantime, Jackie Perks is a bit of Cilla. Do you fancy Cilla Black? Hey, hey, come on.
Oh, you are a mucky kid, dirty as a dustbin lid. When he hears the things that you did, you'll get a belt from your dad. Oh, you have your father's nose, so crimson in the dark it glows. If you're not asleep when the boozers close, you'll get a belt from your dad. You look so scruffy lying there, strawberry jam tarts in your hair. In all the world you haven't a care, and I have got so many. It's quite a struggle every day, living on your father's pay. The beggar drinks it all away and leaves me without any. Although you have no silver spoon, better days are coming soon. And Nellie's working at the loom, and she gets paid on Friday. Perhaps one day we'll have a splash when Little Woods provide the cash. We'll get a house in Naughty Ash and buy a dar a brewery. Oh, you are a mucky kid, dirty as a dustbin lid. When he hears the things that you did, you'll get a belt from your dad. Oh, you have your father's face. You're growing up a real hard case, but there's no one can take your place. Go fast asleep for your mommy.
You can't say we don't play Fantasimondo tunes. That was Cilla Black and Liverpool Lullaby, which did have me slightly laughing about buy your dad a brewery. That's absolutely fantastic lyric. Guess what? Ah, traffic and the weather is here. And how's the shopping?
Oh, yes, the shopping is... It's in the house. I'm a bit out of breath running up the stairs. But thanks. A big flag up to Mike and Dave, who are driving the supermarket van. Thanks for that.
Did you tell them we'd say hello?
I did, because the reason they were late, because they're meant to be before 8 o'clock, is because the A38 is a complete mess at the minute.
Oh, we've got some traffic news.
So thanks,
should
Mike and Dave.
Should I play the traffic, Jim?
Oh, yeah. I think you better play that. And we'll kick off with traffic. Soundbars 102.5 FM, Totnes Breakfast Show, traffic news. Thanks, Di.
You just actually obliterated her saying the traffic news.
Oh, God, does she say that?
That was Di Levy from Fast Cars, who very kindly gave us a sting.
I'll be more professional next time.
Yeah, don't worry.
Anyway, but it's probably the important thing is that, yes, the A38 around Ivy Bridge, apparently there's sadly someone crashed into a lorry there.
Oh, God.
So there's queuing there, and also down towards Plymouth from the Manaton roundabout. So watch out, the A38, it's all very blocked, and certainly the supermarket van went a different way.
And who are they in the van again?
So it's Dave and Mike.
Hey, Dave. Hey, Mike. Welcome to the show. We should have got them
Thanks
on.
For that. We should have. Otherwise, I haven't heard of any other problems. I think typical Friday, probably going to be a bit more traffic this morning. And obviously busy in Totnes because it's the market.
Brilliant. Thank you. So what's the weather? What's the weather? Whether we should stay inside or go to the marketplace?
Weather, okay. Often rather cloudy, but mostly dry and feeling warm. So it's quite warm. Maximum temperature even 20 degrees centigrade today. Grey start, but there could be some bright and sunny spells developing by the afternoon.
Ooh.
And feeling warm in the sunshine with light winds. And over the weekend, it's a bit of early fog tomorrow. Again, warm sunny spells. And Sunday, a few showers and a bit cloudy overnight. There is a flood warning, not near here, but towards Cornwall. So, I mean, down in Cornwall, there are some flood warnings. So watch out down there over the weekend.
Brilliant. Martin Seeger, thank you so much. So let's get into the groove.
Sound Art Radio.
That's right, Vince. It is Sound Art Radio.
102.5.
Yeah, that's we've got stings. I feel like we've got toys. notes that we're playing with. These are our new toys, our stings. Thanks again to Vince and to Di Levy, Vince Iden. That was a bit abrupt, wasn't it? So we've got Jackie Perks coming on, who herself is a singer-songwriter, fantastic singer-songwriter. So let's do that at 8:20. And thanks to Martin Seeger for getting us right up to the minute with traffic and also the weather. So let us have a little bit of mail grab. That's a little bit of mail grab and Liverpool Street. It's keeping it very scouse for our Jackie. But also flagging up that we at Sound Art Radio, 102.5 FM, are sending our best hugs going out to Kerry Priest, who was meant to be on the show this morning, but is feeling a little bit poorly with pneumonia. And so we just want to say, Kerry, get well soon and hope those antibiotics are kicking in, and just all the love from us over here. So at 8:20, are Jackie talking about Jamming Station? I want to know about everything about Jamming Station, like when was it conceived and why. So we definitely will get to the nitty-gritty there. So I hope you got your dancing shoes on for Friday. It's market day in Totnes. Thanks to all our listeners in the Totnes and Dartington area, and anyone listening online further afield. Thanks for that. It's that 8:20 time, so we're going to get Jackie on the blower to find out exactly what she's up to in Totnes XX next week.
Hello.
Hello, Jackie Perks. In your honour, we played Mr. Johnny Cash.
My God, I love him.
I love it that you love him. So he was singing a song for you, that Oranges one. Was it Orange Blossom or something?
Oh, Orange Blossom Special. It's got great energy, that song. I love it.
Tell me why you love him so much. What is it about Johnny?
I think it's very much part of my childhood. When I was, my dad was very much a sort of, living in Liverpool, it was like going to pubs with a guitar, singing. And he actually sounded like Johnny Cash. Everyone just loved him.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Oh, Wally, get the guitar out and let's hear you singing. And he did the Orange Blossom Special particularly. He did this amazing sound like it was a train. And as a kid, I was like, oh, my dad is so amazing. So there was that. But also, he stayed very much with me. I love country music.
Mm, mm.
It took me a long time, probably till I was 50, until I could actually publicly claim that.
Really?
Like a secret passion, yeah. And I kind of like really, I just think he's a great songwriter as well. And I really... You know, I look to people who can really tell their own story. And I think he did that really well in his life. I regret not going to see him in the Albert Hall when he was doing his final tour. Mm. And I've kind of really got into his last album, particularly some pretty gritty songs on that one. Mm. I just think he was an amazing... You know, you see the film of his life that his son kind of produced, and you kind of see the back line of all the pain. And my God, the life he had when he was young, and you can see the trajectory of kind of being a young man who lost his brother tragically. And yeah, that just, I don't know, I think something about the pain in his life that really resonated in country music.
Mm.
You know, it's beautifully miserable music, and something about that I absolutely love.
I love
and
that.
I still write like that. It's dreadful.
So, Jackie Perks...
When I do my own songwriting, it's like...
Well, yeah. we want to get to the nitty-gritty of that, because you are a singer-songwriter in your own right, as it were.
Yeah.
Tell us about... Because that's actually how I met you, because... Lee Friesgreen, the very first Totnes XX, I think someone dropped out, and then she said, would I step in with the Word Cafe? And we got you on at the Word Cafe, and I was like, oh my God, we love you. and you very kindly actually pressed the Word Cafe, us, you know, the poets, to make contact with Sarah Trigg. So thank you for that generosity of spirit, because it's really down to you that I've been connected with the Barrel House and brought poetry to the stages. And so let's get to your singer-songwriting career. Have you always, when your dad Wally was singing in the pubs and wherever he was performing, were you actually singing along, and did you realise you had a good voice?
Not at that age, because I moved out of Liverpool when I was 3, because my mum aspired to a different life than her. I mean, her mum was an Irish immigrant and had a really tough life. I mean, you know, my grandma on that side had like 11 kids. My dad's mum had like 13. She was Italian. My mum was like, you know, no, we're getting out of Liverpool. And for her, that was a real progression. So we moved to a place called Blunge, near Wigan, which felt very posh, very different. As I grew up there, my dad was still doing his singing, but much more at sort of family events. So I'd go along and I'd do the classic sort of third heart, you know, the harmony above. I was never very good at the harmony below, but... I could naturally just hear the harmonies. And as I grew, that would be my role at family dues. I would be the one that would do all the harmonies to his songs. And then he taught me the guitar. I had a beautiful 12-string guitar. So it was just like, that's just always what I did. So when I kind of like came into my sort of like, was like 11 or 12, he bought me this tiny little tape recorder, and I was so remember being in my bedroom for hours. I was a real bedroom musician because I didn't know any of the young people that played music. And I'd record a song that I'd make up, and then I'd basically play it back to myself and do harmonies with myself.
That's amazing.
So sad. It's like, you know, the early kind of double tracking, and my dad used to go, can you and your mate come down for your supper now? And I just, that's how I got into my singing, and writing came very early to me. I didn't think twice about it, really. And I kept it. It was really like three chords and some great little noodling up the neck, and I'd always come up with some sort of idea. It's my big thing, actually.
Absolutely.
It's been my whole life. Yeah.
So music is pulsating through your veins.
Yeah.
And I'm not surprised that you started Jamming Station. But tell me what was the preempt of it? What actually provoked you to start this?
Yeah. You know, my son now, Oscar, is 21. In fact, he's just gone to Shoreditch to do a degree at Point Blank in sound production.
Wow.
And his beginning of his music started when he was at Cavic, and he was probably like 11, 12. And he was playing the drums with James Sharp, who's a great drum guy locally. And he just wanted to do band practice. And I've got this tiny little room in the attic, and I was coming home, and he was coming back from school with a gang, and they were going straight upstairs and playing together. You know, I had my own mic set up, so they would kind of do that. There'd be drums, there'd be guitar, there'd be like keyboard. And that early little clan, a lot of them are still actually doing their own music, interestingly enough. They basically started my inspiration for like, oh, these guys need a proper space with proper backline. They want to be a little band, you know. So I hired what was the Pulse at the back of the mansion. And I kind of quickly realised that I needed help.
Yeah.
I was like, this is great, but I'm bloody hell getting the drum kit out every week. You know, it was a killer. And I kind of thought, I know a good woman who can help me with this. So I kind of didn't know Lee that well, but I kind of put up the courage. And I, you know, said, hey, could you go out for a drink with me? I've got an idea. And so that was after about 2 months of doing it. And she went, yeah, I really will support that, because her sons were into music. And of course, Lee's into music. So Lee began that with me. And then again, shortly after that, maybe 6 months in, one of my Pilates clients, because I used to teach Pilates in Kingsbridge as well, and a lovely lady then tapped me on the shoulder. And she was like, I know somebody who you could really work with, who's a great music leader, who's working with music in Plymouth at the moment to training. And she introduced me to Beth Coombs. So at that point, it was like, wow, I had this amazing team.
Ooh.
Eventually, Lee kind of helped set us up as a kick. And then she wanted to concentrate on her own music. And
of course,
Beth and I have been doing it for a long time now. And running weekly band sessions at the Civic now, but we're just about to move properly. Well, we have moved into the mansion in Totnes.
So sort of going back to your original location in many ways.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've got a bigger room than we used to have, which is very great. And it's going to be pretty amazing, because it's right near the courtyard. And we've got these really good plans for, you know, music-based activities in that room for the community, and kind of people being able to hire it for, we've got a capacity up to 60, so it could be someone's 60th.
Yeah.
Band rehearsals, you know, we've got DJ nights being planned by, something I'm really excited about is the Youth Creator Forum that we're creating there. So that's like a network of younger makers, so dancers, filmmakers, musicians, and those guys actually creating a program, and for Beth and I to make it happen, to make the connections locally with other projects, to make the right funding happen, like a young leadership program, a young emerging artist program. So there's so much happening. We're stacked on that one. It's amazing.
God, that sounds really good. And do you find, Jackie, that having worked with them, how many years is it now since you set Jamming Station up?
Seven.
Yeah. Have you found over this 7-year period that working with younger people and a kind of new vitality, if you like, has informed your own songwriting?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I only really, we had to do our, well, Beth and I said, we better revisit our bios on the website, actually, because they're so out of date. And I looked at mine and thought, I really need to talk about how being around young musicians has completely opened my eyes to different genres. And for example, I am so into Kanye West at the moment. and again, it's about words. It's about authenticity of what he's expressing. And I kind of, I drove back from London a couple of weeks ago, and I was like in the car for 7 hours, and I said to my son, okay, tell me about Kanye West, take me through his early albums, you know, who shared his production, who his influences are. And he just gave me this amazing journey through his albums and explained, like, why this man has kind of reached to the levels of success that he has. And I just, like, you know, I've been closed off to so many kind of, you know, genres that, and it's young people that have opened my eyes. And I'm so grateful for having that energy and that vitality. And I just love working alongside, like watching flowers open for me, like watching them completely blossom through their teens and become the beginnings of the rest of their lives, and having the support that we can give them, another, you know, obviously other networks give them. But yeah, it's a very beautiful, and we're very blessed to be around that, and for them to be really trusting in the safe place to do all of that. So my writing's completely changed.
Well, doffing our caps to you, Jackie Perks, for coming up with the idea in the first place, because it takes someone like yourself to get out there in the community and create space and opportunities. Let's move our attention slightly to the Totnes XX. And I've got the flyer in front of me in real life that Lee Freescreen gave to me. So on Wednesday, when I had a little chat on the Rutherfold with her. So it says, first up, DJ workshop with Jamming Station. What's that about? So this is Friday the 15th, 5 to 7 o'clock at the Barrel House.
That we've got these amazing decks that we were able to buy due to lottery funding about Brilliant. 3 years ago when we won the people's vote locally. And we've used those for DJ nights with Sarah, has been so supportive of the project. I mean, without her, we wouldn't have this lovely opportunity to develop the project, where it has a real sense of you work together and then there's the opportunity to perform in this amazing venue. And we did that with the DJ decks. We did workshops in Kevick and, you know, in PRU, up at Bridgetown. We do them locally now as well on a Tuesday evening. And the young DJs, aspiring DJs, have the opportunity to get their hands on amazing equipment. And I actually think that always ups the game. Definitely. So on that night, we're inviting aspiring DJs to join us for a workshop. All ages, if you're under 16, obviously a parent would need to be present. It's free. Come along, have a go, hands on. Maybe bring a USB with your favourite tracks. It's got record box in it, which for everyone else who doesn't know, and this, I don't really know much about DJing, to be honest. I just let them do their thing. But it basically beat matches, so you can't get it wrong, really. You know, you can't suddenly drop into a beat that everyone's going, And we've got Alor there and different kind of really established DJs who can actually support and mentor.
Fantastic.
And then in the evening, we've got the amazing DJ lineup that Totnes X is putting on. And we have the support slot at 7:30 to actually have a go at being on the stage doing the DJing. So
Absolutely
if anyone out there is
brilliant.
Interested, or know of any young people that want to do it, that's that one. And then the next day in the barrel, in the mansion, we've got, in our new home, we've got the deck set up again. And that is just for anyone, again, who wants to come along. And we've got beat making, which is probably one of the most important progressions of our project. Because it's electronic music making. And it's got a synth, it's got, again, the ability, if you're into rapping or any electronic based music making, we can help kind of just skill you up. And we're going to develop it as a cafe. We've just got some funding from the Totnes Town Council. And it's our young mentors that are doing it. So that's the key. Well, you're actually alongside other, you know, like 18, 19, 20 year olds making it. And you might be 15 or 13, but you're kind of shoulder to shoulder with other young people kind of leading you through it. So lots of exciting things, and Totnes XX is a great avenue to support young women into this as well, because don't know why, but you know, the Beat Cafe had we did like a little taster. We had two girls, young women, that came into it, and probably about 10. So the ratio of women in music, particularly in sound production as well, is not what it should be, and it very much could be. If the door was really open, I think, and people could really feel that, you know, I mean, I remember having these conversations with Leigh, like, why do women find that so intimidating?
Mm.
To kind of like open up Logic on the laptop and really get on with it.
Mm.
I still haven't got the answer, but we can do it. So I'm encouraging all women to kind of step forward of all ages and be brave, and we're going to be there to support any sort of little forays.
Oh God, it sounds absolutely amazing. And it's so brilliant and clever, and you know, all those opportunity makers, and there seems to be a crowd of opportunity makers in the Totnes, Devon area. So I think we're all incredibly fortunate that, you know, the way you've kind of put it this morning is this serendipity in a way that, you know, rubbing shoulders with someone in Kingsbridge provided a link to, was it Beth, that story? And,
So
isn't it fantastic that, you know, all our minds are open to this coming together? And as you say, with the support of Sarah Trigg from the Barrel House, who's made it really wide open and possible for you to be there and to create these events. And indeed, you know, the whole programme, I know, as Leigh said, it's a bit pared down because, you know, we want to really go for it in March next year for International Women's Day. But, you know, even in a pared down version, it's fantastic that this is brought to our town of Totnes, and just can't wait for it to you know, the doors to be kicked open and for us all to be participant in this. So thank you, Jackie Perks.
Oh, thank you, Julie. Yeah.
And just to touch on about your son being at Shoreditch, sorry, what's he studying again?
Sound production. He wants to be a producer. So, and we've been very fortunate. I mean, he's always been my inspiration, really, because, like, now I've got a little grandson, he's 5, and he's already in the back of the car choosing the songs that he wants to sing. And he knows Johnny Cash inside out already, seriously. And he'll say, and that's him, Orange Boston Special, Grandma. So he calls me Mama G, to be honest, which is hilarious. I'm not this big, burly, strong woman, I don't think. But Mama G can have Johnny Cash. But Shoreditch has got this amazing sound production university degree, and it's a very small placing, and so you work within really small cohorts of students.
Brilliant.
And like Mark Ronson, like, went there when he wanted one of his producers. It's got a really good profile of people leaving and going into the industry, and some of the funding we had through COVID supported about 8 to 10 young producers.
God, that's fantastic.
I say a couple of them were girls, but we, again, that was a Barrel House support from James Stewart of the Sorting Rooms and Sarah at the Barrel House supporting the project through COVID, where they met, obviously COVID guidelines in place, but they met and they could share the music and they could basically keep sane rather than just making the music on their own in the bedrooms.
I think the project's absolutely fantastic, Jackie Perks, and I've really loved talking to you about it, and we'll have to get you back on to talk about the Bone Clinic. Because I was going to get you to talk, but we've run out of time. But let's definitely make another time where you come on, because I think that's also a vital service in the community, something that more and more people need to know about. So let's bring you back on. But meantime, thank you so much for being on the Full Totnes Breakfast Show this morning. And telling us all about Totnes XX. So you can pick up your flyer in town today at various locations. The Barrel House, the Mansion House, the Totnes Cinema, probably loads more locations. But do you know anymore?
At the practice as well. I mean, I am partner of the practice where we do the osteopathy and massage. So I'm going to have them on the table there. So that's just above the Willows. If you come through, just wear a little mask. Grab a leaflet and hey ho. Yeah,
brilliant. That's also really good to know about. So thanks, Jackie. We'll be talking to you hopefully in a couple of more weeks' time when we can reminisce about Totnes XX and also find out what you're doing in our community with bones.
Yes, bones. I love them. Okay, brilliant.
Okay, loads
Thank
of
you,
love.
Julie. Lots of love to
Thank
everyone.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Take care. Bye. Bye-bye.
Brilliant, Jackie Perks. I should have got some of that music on, but let's have the Dubliners keeping it very Liverpool. Well, they don't want to come on. Dubliners? No, they refuse it. There must be something wrong with the Dubliners. Oh, now come on. That's it.
Why don't you behave just like other girls do? Why must my poor heart keep following you? Oh, stay home and love me, my Liverpool do. When I go out walking, I hear people talking, school children playing, I know what they're saying. They're saying you'll grieve me, that you will deceive me. Some morning you leave me, all packed up and gone. Oh, Liverpool do, lovely Liverpool do, why don't you behave just like other girls do? Why must my poor heart keep following you? Oh, stay home and sounds from the river keep telling me ever that I should forget you, like I'd never met you. Oh, tell me their song, love, was never more wrong, love. Say I belong, love, to my Liverpool. Oh, Liverpool do, lovely Liverpool do, why don't you behave just like other girls do? Why must my poor heart keep following you? Oh, stay home and love me, my Liverpool do. Oh, Liverpool do, lovely Liverpool do.
Liverpool Lou and the Dubliners. They were quite disobedient about coming on, but they finally succumbed to my powers and they came on. But I actually rather love that song. What a pleasure talking with Jackie Parks, who told us all about the jamming station and the origins of how it came about. Fantastic, Jackie Parks. And now we have our What's On Guru. Guru. So back to Martin Seeger, who's going to tell us all about what's on.
Good morning again. Yes, Friday, of course. It's a busy time. Lots going on. So I'll kick off with music events. Tonight, Day Evansdale. I got this wrong yesterday too. Day Evansdale. They're on at the Ashburton Arts Centre. So that's Steve Day, Peter Evans and Julian Dale. They'll be performing at 7 o'clock tonight. Amnesty International said Steve Day, one of the finest performance poets in the UK.
Oh, wow.
So that sounds worth seeing. Also tonight, a conflicting event at the Barrel House, Mobius Loop. They create gloriously eccentric and philosophical folk stories fusing world music and conscious rap with eruptions of freeform dance charged with an intimately powerful and intense energetic live performance. So they're releasing a new album tonight at 8 o'clock at the Barrel House. Various films on. There's Sweetheart at the Totnes Cinema tonight. There's also, of course, No Time to Die at the Barn Cinema. And over the weekend, Sweetheart again on Sunday, and The Pebble and the Boy. So various films on at the Totnes Cinema there. Also regarding music, tomorrow night, Saturday night, back at the Barrel House, there's Bert Miller and the Animal Folk. Local hero and award-winning artist Bert Miller is back with a new lineup. Sounds great. He's on at 8 o'clock tomorrow night, Saturday. And of course, mustn't finish without mentioning two things. First of all, the market. So that's on 10 till 3 today in the Market Square. Of course, again tomorrow. And next week, as Julie's been mentioning, Totnes XX kicking off on the 14th. But no doubt we'll be talking more about that next week. So there we go.
Yeah, thank
There's
you
your current
so much. And the market is also on in Totnes on Friday and Saturday. So get your vegetables, get your fish, get your takeaways. Lots of gifts and an amazing location full of jolly people. So, yeah, go down to the market. Thank you, Martin Seeger, for that. I think it's time for the Beatles. We're having quite a sort of scouse time. Here comes.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. I say it's all right.
Comes the Sun and the Beatles. What a week we've had. Oh yes, it's time, isn't it? You want a double, don't you? You want a double dose of music. But we have had a great week. Poppy Jane Jones on Monday, poet who has already influenced people out there to get writing poetry. So we've already had communications with somebody who's coming on the show next week, actually. That's a big positive. And we also had Holly Ebony and Vince Iden on Tuesday with Holly's two fantastic songs being launched on 102.5 FM Sound Art Radio. So that was great. Bumped into Lee Freeze Green on Wednesday. We had such a laugh. It was so funny because we were trying to get the sound right on WhatsApp because, of course, it was flooding back into the microphone with us both being on the same WhatsApp group. Anyway, we had a laugh. It was fun. But Lee was able to tell us all about the Totnes XX next week. And then I was rumbling around Totnes looking for likely guests for the show on the spot putting people on the spot. That was my roving reporter bit. So that was great too. So we're just going to conclude really with just a bit more music on 102.5 FM. And once again, a big thanks to Vince Iden for our sting or jingle. And also to Di Levy of Fast Cars. So let's get this song back on properly. Stop my ramblings. Stand By Me. We love a bit of Stand By Me, don't we? By Ben E. King. I always thought it was Benny King, but it's Ben E. King. So what are you up to this fine Totnesian Friday? What are you doing out there? If you want to get in touch with us, obviously, we deal with people through the Ouija board, through SoundArt itself. You can email SoundArt. Actually, you know, that's the point. We need a phone number, don't we? I did notice some weeks ago when I was listening to Sound Art Radio, there's a 12 o'clock show. This guy is, I don't know what his name is. I should have noted that. He's very swish. Oh my goodness. He's got a phone in. I want a phone in. How do I do a phone in, Chris Booth? Lucinda? I suppose I need to get a phone number that's kind of anonymous, don't I? That, I won't mind if it rings at 3 o'clock in the morning with somebody in Totnes telling me about their lost budgie. Let's have Frank Ocean, shall we? I should get some of that music Jackie Perks was telling us about. Anyway, he's Lost by Frank Ocean.
Double D, big four breast on my baby. Triple eight, couldn't weigh the love I got for the girl. And I just wanna know why you ain't been going to work. Boss ain't working you like this. He can't take care of you like this. Now you're lost, lost in the heat of it all. Girl, you know you're lost, lost in the thrill of it all. Miami, Amsterdam, Tokyo, Spain, lost. Los Angeles, India, lost on a train, lost. Got on my buttercream silk shirt and it's Versace. Hand me my triple A so I could wait to work. I got on your girl. No, I don't really wish. I don't wish the titties for sure. No, have I ever let you get caught? No. Lost, lost in the heat of it all. Girl, you know you're lost, lost in the thrill of it all. Miami, Amsterdam, Tokyo, Spain, lost. Los Angeles, India, lost on a train, lost. She's at a stove, can't believe I got her out here cooking dough.
Cooking dough.
I promise she'll be whipping meals up for a family of her own someday. Nothing wrong,
nothing wrong,
nothing wrong with
Was a bit of Lost and Frank Ocean. I like the way it was called Frank Ocean, not like Frankie Ocean. Frank Ocean. So my thanks go to Jackie Perks, Jamming Station. Thank you so much for taking us through, well, everything really, your life. Wally, your dad, loved all of that, all about your music background. That was amazing. And the bedroom and playing, you know, your little new recorder and then doing the harmonies. All of that was really brilliant. I absolutely loved it. You took me back. And then flagging up all the Jamming Station events next week. Obviously, we'll be putting out reminders. Don't forget our brilliant artist who came on yesterday, Fiona Green, is going to be at the Gatehouse. I will be talking to Margie, actually, from the Gatehouse on Monday for a quick chat, and also to Ellie Baker, artist, who moved from Kingsbridge to Cornwall, and we want to find out why. Why was she drawn, if you pardon the pun, to go and live in Cornwall? So all of that's going to be really exciting on Monday. But don't forget, so two exhibitions as part of Totnes XX, Monday the 11th to Saturday the 16th at the Mansion Studio. So the Mansion Studio 1, that's a free admission. So that's work on show by local artists and craft people at the Mansion House, starting on Monday the 11th. And of course, Fiona Green at the Gatehouse on the 14th. Okay, we've become a non-stop what's on. It's brilliant. Let's have a bit of Billy Ocean to boogie out on our Friday. We hope you have the most amazing weekend. So from us, 102.5 FM, Sound Art Radio, Martin Seeger and myself, have a great weekend. Let's dance. Come on.